All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up today on page Tav Chaf Beis. Tav Chaf Beis. Remember, again, the Mechaber, in last week's shiur, we were discussing this incredible piece regarding why the Neshama comes down to this world. If the Neshama is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Neshama is enjoying this connection, why come down to this world? So the Mechaber, so we saw yesterday one approach, and then he says something very beautiful here. Od Siba liyiridas haneshama liolami. Another reason why the neshama has to come down to this world. This is so beautiful. Shat haynuk shahaya the neshama bizman shayse bimkoma haya milechem shel busha. See, he says something amazing. He says the enjoyment or the benefit, that the pleasure that the neshama had when it was in the celestial sphere, right by the kisei hakavod. He says that haynuk, that pleasure, was lechem shel busha. Was the bread of embarrassment. What's the pshat, the bread of embarrassment? Kilomar, tanug shekibla bechinam below sha'amla alav. He says it is a pleasure, ultimately, again, that the neshama got for free, without any type of effort. I'm glad I have to creamer, thank you. Without any type of effort. Vabusha hitzar the neshama. Shabbos said, this is an incredible yisod. He says it's true that when the neshama is in Shamayim, it has an incredible amount of hana from closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here's the difference. That hana, that benefit, is not earned. That benefit is conferred. And when the neshama receives benefit that it did not earn, that's called lechem shel busha. That's called the bread of embarrassment. He gives an example. To give an example of this, this is actually amazing. La'adam mechubad, like a person who is very wealthy, very respected, shenelat le'echol besuda shalahuzman aleha, who was forced to eat from a suda that he wasn't invited to. A very wealthy man, who now, I guess, the circumstances are such that he doesn't have his means anymore, and to the point that he partakes of a suda which he was not invited to, because that's the only way that he has food to eat. He says, "B'chol hoshata v'hoshata shumoshet as amaychal lepiv, harayu margish yisurim noraim machmas habusha." Every single time he takes his fork to his mouth, ultimately, again, he feels pained by these incredible pangs of embarrassment. Va'ocha mamish niska lo begaron, and the food kivyachol literally, like, it's stuck in his throat. This idea being the embarrassment he has of having to take something that he, see, this individual is used to earning. This individual is used to working. This individual is used to succeeding. And now he has to go ahead and eat this bread, eat this lechem shel busha. Every single bite gets stuck in his throat. U'mechivan sha'ashem yisbarach. So therefore, again, it says in the Mechaber, the Nimshal is, does the neshama have incredible tainug in the Olam HaEmes? Does the neshama have incredible benefit when it's underneath the celestial sphere? Absolutely it does. But that is not earned. At the end of the day, the neshama sits there. The neshama has the Shekhinah showered upon it. The neshama gets incredible aliyah, but doesn't work for it. That's called lechem shel busha. That's called the bread of embarrassment. And as such, writes the Mechaber, U'mechivan sha'ashem yisparach ratza, shia the neshama tanog mushlam. And because ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the neshama will have incredible and complete tainug, lochein horid osa lezeha olam. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the neshama down into this world, kadei she'tamol u'kadei she'tizke l'schar b'schus v'lo b'chasad. This is such an incredible insight. Therefore, the Mechaber says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the neshama down into this world for what purpose? For what purpose? Ultimately, again, that it could earn its reward. There's plenty of benefit to be had in the celestial sphere, but the difference just is that it is conferred, it is not earned. That's lechem shel busha. The neshama doesn't want, at the end of the day, doesn't really want that level of tainug, that level of enjoyment, that level of pleasure. Therefore, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the neshama down into this world so that it has the ability to earn its pleasure. It has the ability to earn its tainug. And that's ultimately, again, what it has the ability to enjoy. An incredible yisod, which I will say, just understanding this, also has ramifications on many additional levels about just the hashkafa of work. How there's a recognition, ultimately, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that that which we work for is so much more enjoyable over that which is simply conferred upon us. An incredible, incredible yisod. If somebody gives you something, it's very nice. When you work for it, and you earn it, and then it becomes yours, that is so much more pleasurable, so much more enjoyable. By the way, both on a gashmi level, as well as on a ruchni level. Then he goes on to the next section. Hasdara. Umis oreres hasheva. But I will say, all of this leads to a central question. Halo bi shalach ha-neshama l'zeh olam. Hino feles l'kama hasdaros kashos bi-yoser. But with this reality, when the neshama comes down into this world, so there are literally, he says, "Lekama hastaras kashos bioser." There are many hidden dimensions in this world. Now, what this means is that when the neshama comes down into this world, so the Ribono Shel Olam is hidden. It's hidden. When the neshama is in the celestial sphere, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is recognizable, is apparent, and is obvious. Yet the neshama comes down to this world. There are hastaros. There are dimensions of hiddenness that are exceptionally difficult. Shalachora, hin rak monos es ha'adam miliros es Hashem yisparach, umilahakir oso, umilahiskare ve'lov. And these hastaros, Rabosai, prevent man from seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, what the Mechaber now is talking about is the nature of the human condition. We're in the celestial sphere, I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I understand that that's not the ultimate closeness. A, because I can't really understand God unless I see His actions, and His actions are really only understandable and discernible in this world. That's number one. Number two, in the celestial sphere, ultimately, again, it's conferred holiness, not earned holiness. And life is all about earned holiness, about working for it. But, that being said, when the neshama comes down into this world, there are so many layers of obscurity. And those layers of obscurity hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us, and ultimately, again, make life exceptionally difficult. Shalachora, hin rak monos es ha'adam iliros es Hashem yisparach, umilahakir oso, umilahiskare ve'lov, kafi shebe'emes anu roem, shema'atim ma'od, hima matzlichim lehiskaber al osan ha'astaros, ve'rov b'nei adam inom zochim lahakir es Hashem ba'olam hazeh. So say, here's the other side to the story. The first side to the story is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the neshama down into this world. Why? Number one, so that I could earn my holiness. Earn your stripes, right? In the Olam HaEmes, so ultimately, again, holiness is conferred upon the soul. Here in this world, I get to earn it. Very nice. Number two, in the Olam HaEmes, in the celestial sphere, I have proximity to God, but I can't really understand God. Understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes about when ultimately you're able to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote-unquote, behaves. And divine behavior is only apparent in this world, is not apparent in the celestial sphere. Very nice. What's the other side to the story? The other side to the story is that most people go through life and they don't recognize Hashem. Most people go through life and they don't discover the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the counter-narrative to this. So we'll say, so the shaila is, why don't people discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? What is it that prevents us from seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam, earning that Kiddusha, and achieving holiness? So the Mechaber goes through four different things that prevent us from seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So take a look. Hastara HaRishonah. The first thing that obscures HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, from our view. Number one, Hateva, nature. Nature, just the natural order of the world. Shechukav nirim kevuim v'kayamim b'fnei atzman. See, we'll say the nature of nature is that it appears natural. I know that's a very profound statement, right? The nature of nature is that it appears natural. In other words, we'll say, when we look at the world, it's often difficult to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we look at the universe as a pre-programmed series of realities. Belishum shinu utmura. It doesn't change that much day to day. And therefore, again, I just assume that it's running on its own. Umastir ma'od es metzias Hashem. And as a result, often the natural world, instead of helping us come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes, unfortunately, even obscures the existence of the divine from us. V'emrotza ha-bori she'akira oso derach ha'olam hazeh. You're supposed to listen to this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu really put us here so that we would discover Him, understand Him, appreciate Him, come close to Him, I have a better idea. Madua eino maniges abriya bashkacha giluya ubenisim. Why not go ahead and what? Why not go ahead and conduct the world in a way where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, is miraculous? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts Himself with miracles, open miracles every day. V'kach kulam yiru b'li koshi es mitziuso yisparach. Everyone would be able to see the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day. So we'll say, so this is hastara number one. Hastara number one is nature itself. Nature, although it is miraculous, but because it is pre-programmed, and because it appears to unfold the same way each and every day, instead of serving as a bridge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes goes ahead and serves as something that separates us from God, causing us to erroneously think that the universe kind of operates on its own without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention. So we have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up where to go through each of these layers that ultimately prevent us from coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then how we overcome them in an effort to truly come close. We'll pick, stop over, pick up on the tough, tough days tomorrow, Mir Sasha.